Switching Gears!
Hey, it's Caitlin with Switching Gears. I hope that you are ready to get weird because this episode is definitely gonna get weird. And I don't know. It is hot takes and our unpopular opinions. We've done something similar in the past. I did an episode with Blythe that was basically, what popular thing do you dislike? And I think that that's different from hot takes, although some of them can be interchangeable. Like, I didn't think Breaking Bad was that good. That's a hot take. I didn't think that Grey's Anatomy was that great. You know, as soon as George died, I was out of there. So this is hot takes, unpopular opinions, and I think they're similar but different. And as I am recording this, it is very close to the 4th of July. So there is a lot of fireworks going off and there's not really anything I can do about that. I do have soundproofing, but it only does so much. I don't have my soundproofing closet up just yet because I am the way that I am. But my first hot take is definitely similar. I think, even though it is technically legal here, I think if you are shooting fireworks on a weeknight past 10 p.m., you're just an entitled, self-centered asshole. Here in specifically Sedgwick County of Kansas, basically Wichita, you can shoot off fireworks anytime 6, 8, and midnight, June 27th through July 4th. And while that's fine, I think if you are shooting off fireworks all day long, like on a Wednesday, you're kind of a dick. But I know that like people have different work schedules. You know, you can't always go to your family. You can't always go shoot off fireworks with, you know, your family members or your grandkids. And like, I get that. But that's kind of what the weekend is for. And I feel like you get more of a pass on the weekend than you do on a weeknight. And, you know, I just have issues if you are shooting fireworks off on a Thursday night at 10:30, 11, midnight, you're just a dick. Like, I don't think there's no good reason for that. And you know, here's the thing. Think of the animals. There had been fireworks shooting off definitely before this legal time allowment that you can. And I just, like, why? I get it. You're excited. Fireworks can be fun. But can we just think of the animals? All of the stressed out animals. Like, my cat is already neurotic as it is. And I barely see him during these couple of weeks. Because he's just, no. He's not about it. And that's just a cat. The amount of dogs that hate this holiday. And even then, let's break it down a little bit further. The amount of PTSD people, or people suffering with PTSD, I definitely framed that wrong. People suffering with PTSD are not okay on this holiday. You know, vets can have problems with this holiday. I know one personally. And it's just like, how are you that much of a self-centered prick? At that point, you're not really celebrating patriotism. You're not celebrating your country. You're just an ass. So that's my first hot take. And let me tell you, that one's probably the spiciest one out of all of these. My other one, my next one is, I think Digimon are cooler than Pokemon. Let me elaborate. The first two seasons of the show Digimon were infinitely better than any episode of Pokemon. Now, the third season kind of got weird with Digimon, but the first two seasons where you have that buildup and you don't know what the Digimon are going to be once they, you know, go through the things. I can't think of the right word right now because I'm just so adamant about this. But let me just say that those evolutions were iconic. Iconic. And Digimon talked. And they had a way cooler theme song. I mean, Digital Monsters, Digimon are the champion. Digimon, Digital Monsters, Digimon are the champion. That's way better than the Pokemon one. Sorry, not sorry. So I do think that Digimon are cooler than Pokemon. That is a hill I am prepared to die on. Another hot take, Parks and Rec was infinitely better than The Office. I know a lot of people are going to have issues with that because The Office is easily one of the most celebrated comedies in American culture. It is one of the most loved shows ever, and it's good. It's not better than Parks and Rec. Parks and Rec was better. It had better character development. You liked the characters better. It was funnier. And you know, if I was in the office, I don't think I would like any of them. I don't think I would like any of those characters. I would hate to work in that office. But Parks and Rec, I would love to work with them. I would absolutely love to be April's friend. I would love to work with Leslie Knope. I would love to work with Ron Swanson in the office. I can't really say that. I mean, Jim and Pam, maybe, but they're always off on doing their own thing. So, no thank you. So, my next hot take kind of leads me to a thing, a topic that I actually really want to cover in another podcast. And that is The Hunger Games were terribly written books. Terribly written books. But, The Hunger Games were wonderful movies. So this makes me want to do a topic of movies that were better than the books, because there is weirdly a lot of them. I know we always hear about how the books were better than the movies, but there are movies that are better than the book that they are based on. So Hunger Games, it's better as a movie, infinitely better as a movie than the books. The books were horrible. The third one, you could tell that she had a due date and she just had to make it. I feel like it was very rushed. My other hot take, oatmeal, raisin, cookies, they're not that bad. Y'all are just dramatic. They are delicious. Sure, they're not as good as monster cookies or chocolate chip or sugar, snickerdoodle, but I don't think that they deserve all the hate that they get. Oatmeal raisin, they're pretty good. Also, McDonald's fries, they're not that great. I'm sorry. I'm in the Midwest, so we have a lot of drive-through places, and I don't know if you have them. I know they're all over the South, but Dairy Queen fries, that's where it's at. Dairy Queen has the best fries. McDonald's fries, they're okay. They're better when you're drunk, and that fry shouldn't be like that. Another hot take, and I hate saying it, because I want to like it, but Thanksgiving food as a whole, it's always kind of a letdown, because it's never as good as I think it's gonna be. I mean, you wait all day. Turkeys take hours upon hours to make, and then you have all the food in front of you, and it's like, so stuffing, not that great. It's not as great as people make it out to be. Green bean casserole is okay. Turkey's okay. I would rather eat ham. I would rather have like ham, mashed potatoes, corn, bread, that's it. And I know that my eating habits have definitely changed the older as I get with trying new foods, but Thanksgiving, I want to like you, but every year I'm just kind of like, eh. Like, I just want all the mashed potatoes and corn. That's all I want. Another hot take that I have. Oh, I think lakes are gross. I grew up in Harrington, Kansas, and our two lakes put together, well, we had a lake and a reservoir. And reservoir is a man-made lake. So we had a lake and a reservoir, and both of those together were bigger than our entire town, easily. And they're so gross. I mean, oceans are gross. I don't like bodies of water where you can't see the bottom. It freaks me out. There's all kinds of gross algae. Like, you don't know what's in there. There's all kinds of things that can be in there. Old cars, bodies. I don't trust it. I don't trust lakes, man. I want to be a lake girl. I want to do it. I want to sit on that dock, drink a beer, go in the lake. I can't do it. I can't do it anymore. My feet would touch like the rocks and I instantly wanted to just freeze up, curl into a ball and not ever touch lake water ever again. Random, off topic compared to lakes. Random thing is I don't think Coldplay is that great. That's a hot take. I don't think Coldplay is that great. I don't think Drake is that great. Drake is also really creepy. I'm not even about to get into that topic right now. I know a lot of this, like, I'm hypocritical on, because I can acknowledge when I'm being a hypocrite. Maybe that's good for, like, growth and character, but I hate what humans have done as people to certain breeds of dog. I feel so bad for pugs. I feel so bad for bulldogs. But let me tell you, I fucking love Persians. Persian cats are the cutest thing on the planet. Why am I like that? Persians have been bred just like pugs have. They've got the smooshed in nose. They have all of that stuff. And yet, I love me Persian cats. I love them. They're adorable. They're weird. I love their snores. I don't make any sense at all. And I don't like that I am the way that I am. I'll never spend money from a Persian breeder. I will always adopt. There's actually a really cool rescue that I love. South Texas Persian Rescue. They're really cool. They take in a bunch of Persian cats. Off topic. Anyway, moving on. So, the older I get, I realize that I like the color pink more and more and more. I used to be one of those girls. I was like, ugh, pink. Ugh. Ugh. Such a gross, girly color. And now, despite the fact that I am wearing this shirt that has kind of a little demon goat guy and says, please summon someone else, I love the color pink. It clashes terribly with my hair, so I don't ever really wear it, but I really do like the color pink, and you know what? I would drive a pink car. I would do it. I would absolutely drive a pink car. I think they're cool. They're different. I wonder if you would get pulled over more because it's so distinctive on the road. I would drive a pink car, though. I would do it. I would never, like, go out of my way to get my car painted pink, but if I was going to buy a car and it was available and I had the money, I would probably buy a pink car. Screw it. I would do it. On the topic of cars, this podcast is all over the place because it's just a bunch of hot takes. But this one, I don't like your stick figure family stickers that are on the back of cars. And it's not because I then like the stickers where it's like a little T-Rex velociraptor. It's like, I eat your stick figure family. Or it's like a serial killer with a chainsaw sticker going after them. Or it's like a bunch of zombies. It's not that I like those more. I think, and this is because I watch like a lot of true crime and a lot of stuff. And I've had a stalker. I do not like the fact that you putting these stickers on your car lets everybody else know how many people are in your family. I think it could be potentially dangerous and it freaks me out. I don't want somebody else knowing who walks by your car parked in your driveway or on the street. They're walking by, they see this stick figure family, and then they're like, ah, okay, so there's a mom and a dad and there's three kids. Perfect. I know what to expect when I go in the house. No, thank you, sir. I am not about that life. That is why I don't like them, but it's kind of a hot take because I know a lot of people think they're cute, and they are. They are cute, but man, I am too paranoid for that. Way too paranoid for that. I don't even know if this is a hot take. Some of these aren't. See, this is just, I don't know, man. This episode's weird. If you are still listening, bless you. You are a national treasure, and I will love you forever. I think everybody should have to work a service job. You know how, like, I think it should be part of your training to be a good member of society? Because, I mean, we go through 12 years of schooling. I think we should also have a required year, 2 years, where you have to work in the service industry. I feel like there would be a lot nicer of a society, less Karens, less creepy old men hitting on you, maybe. I don't know. I feel like it could help, though. But I don't even know how you would start that, implement that. But I feel in my gut that after you've worked a service job, you are genuinely nicer to service people because you get it. You really get it. And I think, yeah, I think everyone should work in the service industry before they go on to like their real career. You learn a lot. You learn a lot. And wow, have I lost humanity in people. That's a thing for another day, man, I tell ya. See, this is another one why I sound like a hypocrite. But there's a way I make sense when I say this. I don't trust wine out of a can, but I will gladly drink beer out of a can. I don't understand why. I don't know enough science behind it. All I know is that when I drink wine out of a can, it tastes canny. It tastes aluminum-y. It tastes like aluminum. It tastes like can. Like, it tastes like a tin can. It does no longer taste like wine at that point. But I can drink a beer out of a can. I don't know if it's like the wheat and the hops don't mess with the tin can like the sugars in wine do. I don't know. But to me, it's weird drinking wine out of a can. And I don't like it at all. I want to. Doctor Who has the worst fandom out of all of the fandoms. Out of Harry Potter, Star Wars, Supernatural. It's Doctor Who. Doctor Who has the worst fandom. When Blythe and I were servers, and we've actually talked about this on a couple of other podcasts, we actually worked at a geek bar together, and I will never tell you the name of the bar now. I might have in the past, but I will not tell you the name of the bar now on here. But we worked at this bar, and it was a geek bar. And, you know, the furries were nice. Magic the Gathering people were nice. D&D people were nice. But Doctor Who, I don't know what it was. But y'all were the rudest customers I've ever had in my life. And because of that, Doctor Who to me has the worst fandom. And that's terrible. I like Doctor Who. I'm definitely not caught up on Doctor Who, but I enjoy Doctor Who. My boyfriend, now fiance, loves Doctor Who. And I do too. But the fandom, man, it's crazy. And if you're a Doctor Who fan, I'm sorry. I know it's not all of you, and I'm sorry to generalize you, but y'all have the craziest ones. Can I say that? Like, y'all have the worst fans out of a fan? I don't know. What's the proper wording for this? Help me. I'm a writer. I should know this. But I'm dumb. It's just the way that I am. I don't know. Tomatoes do not belong in the fridge. If you don't like tomatoes, it's probably because you are eating tomatoes out of a fridge and they taste different. I know it sounds weird, but I promise you, they do. Leave your tomatoes out on the counter. And they're delicious. Just saying. Don't put your tomatoes in the fridge. Maybe you'll actually like them. Or if you already like tomatoes like me and you're smart, what's up? Let's be friends. Don't put your tomatoes in the fridge. It's gross. It's so gross. It's weird. If you don't like vegetables, it's probably not because you actually don't like vegetables. It's because you've never actually had them properly cooked for you. Also, if you are a grown-ass adult and you still don't like vegetables or you don't like greens, I want to have a talk with you, because what are you doing with your life? Brussels sprouts are delicious, and that in itself is a hot take. But let me tell you, once you have the most perfect flavored roasted Brussels sprouts, your life will be forever changed. I promise you that Brussels sprouts are delicious. You've just never had them cooked properly because either your parents wanted to just boil the hell out of them, or I don't know, you were picky for no reason. There's a lot of foods that I thought I didn't like, and then I had good ones and I was like, oh no, I actually like this. For a long time when I was younger, I didn't like steak, and that's because I had a terrible steak once and I was terrified to go back. Now that I've actually had good steak, steak and I are friends. Just like Brussels sprouts. Yeah, you need to put Brussels sprouts in your diet. I firmly believe that. They're delicious. I don't know. If you're still like a grown-ass adult and you're still going to restaurants and picking, and if it's a restaurant that has like, you know, cool normal things like a club sandwich or oven roasted pizza or like even a regular burger, but you're still getting chicken strips, are you okay? Are you okay? Because I promise you, promise you that there is good food out there. I guarantee it. So there's some hot takes. If you have hot takes, let me know. I'm trying to think of all the hot takes that I have. When I worked at the old radio station, we would talk about hot takes all the time. And I remember my coworker, one of his hot takes was like, the universe isn't actually expanding because infinite doesn't get bigger. And I feel like, I don't know if that's a hot take, because like that's science and that's a fact. Can you have a hot take on science? I don't know. That's kind of why I didn't include any political hot takes or anything like that, like opinions like that, because that's not, I don't feel like that's a hot take. Oh, one more hot take. Talked about this last episode, but I just want to help. Words are hard. Fireworks are starting to get to me now. I still think, you know, it's a hot take. If Superman and Batman are your favorite superheroes, you just never delved into any better comic books. I mean, if you did and then they're still your favorites, like, that's fine. Ultimately, whatever makes you happy is what matters at the end of the day. But if you expand your knowledge, you will also find other really cool things. I'm actually doing a giveaway at the moment, but if you listen to this, depending on when you listen to this, the giveaway may be over. Sorry. It's ending on July 4th, so I don't know. I'm going to pick a winner July 4th at like 5 p.m. So there is a giveaway happening on the Facebook page. Find Switching Gears pretty much online anywhere. I do have a website, switchinggears.godaddysites.com. That is our website blog. You can listen to this a matter of ways, but if you're already listening to this, then you've already found one, so congratulations. But if you were looking for other ways to listen, you can listen straight off of podomatic.com. You can listen on, we're still on iHeartRadio. I just found that out, so that is very exciting. We're still on Stitcher. We are now on Spotify. I want to have us on Google Play, but fun fact, it's really hard to get a podcast on there, or I'm dumb. One of the two. Could be that I'm dumb. Let's be real. Of course, we're on iTunes. Find us on Facebook. I have a Twitter. I have an Instagram. I'm trying to be more active on the Instagram and on our Twitter, but I always just kind of default to my own personal page. I'm learning. Okay, it's a process. Learn with me. I do plan to have a new podcast every 2 weeks is my goal. This one's probably going to be uploaded on a Friday morning, but I do want to have episodes go up on like Thursdays, I think. So yeah, that is exciting. More things that I'm going to be talking about coming up. A lot of people want me to talk about wedding planning, which is cool, but I didn't really think that many people wanted to hear me talk about it. Definitely going to be talking about that. Popular things that I don't like with wedding planning and just wedding planning in general. So I'll be talking about that. I've got, of course, some Harry Potter stuff coming up. Conspiracy theories. Maybe I'll talk about, somebody wanted me to talk about serial killers, and I could easily do that, especially because I am in Wichita, home of BTK. And for some reason, a lot of like big true crime people don't really cover BTK, so I can definitely do that. Yep. It's gonna be a good time. I'm pretty excited. So this is episode 41, Switching Gears, hot takes, just in time for the holiday. How about that? Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day. Get weird.